ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Sorel Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chaf Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. The daf today starts with the Machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Koimetz Minchas Choyte Sheshamnoi. You put shemen in the Koimetz for the Minchas Choyte. Yochanan holds its puzzle, and Reish Lakish says that Hu Atzmoi Mishach Shechoy Bishyori Haloig. So Rashi says, "Tchilas mitzvasoi sheyishafshenu lekoymet vishori amincha echem in alugin." Kol shkein dim shamnoi kasher. It's lechatchila to put shemen on the koymet according to Reish Lakish. So it's not clear, firstly, even if you're Reish Lakish, that it's kasher if you put the shemen on it, as we'll see. But why? What's the inyan that you're supposed to do it? It sounds like it's better to do it. So the Minchas Avraham earlier on at Daf Tezayin brings a shame that Rishkarav that. That there's a problem, at least a small problem, that when you're makter the minchas chayte, the koymetz, because there's no shemen in it, so it could fall apart. And the machlok is in the Gemara there, whether we can be makariv sum. If you're allowed to makariv in small quantities, you need to be makter a whole kezayitz. So there's a mila of putting the shemen on it so that it will stay together and won't fall apart, and the hakrav will be on the right shear. So another point, though, Reish Lakish says that you do the mishach sheikh b'shari haloik. You're mishach sheikh. What are these shari haloik? You shake it up in the leftover of a loik. So Rashi says of one of the menachas that's around, you put the kaimet in the kli from the leftovers of a loik of a mincha. So asks Taisis, the Maschal who atzmai. That why is there no problem of chitzer shamna on that loik? A person brought a loik of shemen, and there's some shemen left in the loik. So how is his mincha kasher? That of this loik, it's missing some of its shemen. So today's answer is yeshleimar shleinin the Torah malachei asharis yeshishali yishayer beloig min hashemen. When a person brings a loik, it's impossible that he shouldn't have some shemen left over in the loik. And lo nitin the Torah malachei asharis. We can't be that careful that there shouldn't be any shemen left over. So that's why you'll have some of this extra shemen, but it doesn't make a problem in the first person's mincha. And now you can use it to put your kaimetz in this leftover shemen. The Shita Mekubetz has an Ischav Gimel. It has another teretz. We're talking about a loig shemen shel metzera, which is for achila. It means the following. It's that in a regular mincha, you take the whole leg and you pour it into the same kli with the mincha. So at the end of the day, the kli with the mincha is not called a leg anymore. It's much bigger than a leg. It has the sarn of seiles plus the leg of the shemen. So there you have to make sure to pour all the shemen out from that into the kli of the mincha. Because any shemen left over, so your kli of the mincha is missing some shemen and it'll be chiser shamna. Now she ain't came by the leg shemen shel mitzayra. There, the avoda is done on the loig itself. You bring a loig shemen, and you do the kohen is zerik 7 times. Can I get the pareches? And then you pour on the mitzayra, and the leftover shemen is given to kohanim. So in this shemen, that's nech ale kohanim. So this shemen, you could have some shemen left over, and in that you could shake around your kohenet in that shemen, and there's no problem of chiser shamna because already the avoda has been finished on it. However, there's another derech in this question, which comes from Mikdash David speaks out, as we'll see, comes from the Yerushalmi in Trumos, in Perek Ches. It says there that if you're pouring wine of Truma from one barrel of wine into another barrel of wine. So you're pouring. Now, if you ever try to pour out all the wine in the bottle, if you wait till all the drops, every single last drop's finished, it takes a few minutes. So here it can make problems when you're pouring out wine of truma, and now you want to put something else into that barrel, not truma, and to not have the dinim of truma on it. So how careful do you have to be to get all of the drops out of the barrel? So it says in the Yerushalmi that you ma'ara gimel tipin. If you have once 3 drops come out that and no longer the flow, the wine flows out, pours out, and then 1 drop, another drop, and a 3rd drop. That's enough. Now you can now put chulin into that barrel, and it's okay. You don't have to worry about the tiny drops of truma that are left over. That's a price idea. So then the Yerushalmi is mistapik. What about the loik shemen by menachas? You have to there pour that all of the shemen gets in, and it's not, and if it's not good enough to wait for these three drops. If you didn't pour in all of the loik shemen according to this side in the Yerushalmi, then it's called chiser shamna, because you need to pour in every single last drop. Is that the din by menachas or no? Menachas is similar to truma, that once you have the three drops that are poured in, that's enough, and you don't need to be get every last drop. And lefi the second side of Yerushalmi, you don't need to get every last drop. Before there, that if you do get every last drop, it's called riboy shamna, because that's not the normal way to pour in. The like shemen is finished once you did those three drops, and that's the way normally people pour, and it's considered finished. So it's not clear what the maskan is. The Gra learns here, the maskan of the Yerushalmi is that menachas are like truma. And once the three drops came out, then you're finished, and you don't need to pour more in. And if you do pour more in, then it's called riboy shamna. So it says the Mikvash David. So it's that's before the Teretz Taisus question, and not like Taisus. It's not a klal of loignin l'tarol malachi asharis. Just the way to define a loig by mincha is the way that people pour. That's the way that people normally pour, is that trying to pour out empty the contents of your bottle. You don't mamish empty and mamish till there's nothing left. You pour normally, and then when there are no longer three drops that are disconnected from each other, that's called like you're finished pouring. Because the way that people pour, and then that's already called being poured. But the maisa, there's still remnants of oil left in. So you pour out all of the shemen that has to be poured out. And there's still some remnants that are there, and as you can be mishachshich in the shiorei haloik. This is the Teretz of the Mikdash David in Simin Ches, Sivkatan Beis. Another nekuda here, the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish, Haksiv, liyasem alei ha-shemen, v'yitain alei levoina. So, well, how can Reish Lakish say that it's kosher with Bechlal, the Svar of Reish Lakish? Answers the Gemara, Hahu, shelo yikvol ha-shemen kechav reiseh. That's going to say that to not give it shemen like the other menachas. So what does this Teretz of the Gemara mean? So Rashi says it means that it means you can't put in shemen before kmitza, but after kmitza you can put in shemen. That's Rashi. By us and Teis and Daf Nun Dalet say this Teretz. The Sfasemes asks that how could the Gemara ask later on from Chorev Shenis Arif Bebolul? Gemara has a question on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish could answer they're talking about before kmitza. And here we're talking about Lachar Kemitza. Very simple Teretz. So Sfasemes therefore argues on Rashi, and he says a different Teretz, that the Pshat in the Gemara is not a difference between before Kemitza and after Kemitza. The Pshat in the Gemara is the amount of Shemin. Means you don't give it the amount of Shemin that other Menachas have. Other Menachas have a full loik. The minchas chayte can have a little bit of shemen, that won't passel, but the chavreis kichavreisel, which means of the full loig, that's going to passel. That's the teretz of the Sfasemes. But how do we answer the question of the Sfasemes on Rashi? Rashi says it's only before kmitza, and after kmitza. So in the summer, Rashi has mdaik the lashon haGemara, that the lashon of the brace is yakriv or not yakriv. That's the machlokes here. If it's talking about before kmitza, then the Gemara should say yikmites or lo yikmites. Why do we say yakriv or lo yakriv? El might talk about lachar kmitza. The only thing you need to do is yikmakriv it. And still it's before that it's puzzle. And that's why the Gemara had a question on Reish Lakish. However, there is a deek in Rashi that Rashi says im shom naksas. Rashi does point out that our Gemara is talking about shom naksas. So what's the ikar dogish? Rashi says that the Teretz of the Gemara was before Kemitza and Lachar Kemitza. Rashi says, Lachar Kemitza doesn't bother us if you put a little bit of Shemin in. Lachar Kemitza, you can put in as much Shemin as you want, Lefi Reish Lakish. So Biskarov says, Gval Tekab Shad and Rashi. Says Biskarov that there are really two dinim in a minchas chayte. There are two psulim in a minchas chayte. One is a lav. V'yosim alei ha-shemin v'yitain alei ha-levoina. There's a lav to put shemen on it, and if you do it, you passel it. There's another reason why you can't put shemen in. The pasuk calls the mincha schayte chareva, a dried out mincha. There's machlekes later on in Daf Nun Dalet. One man d'amar says that chareva has to be mikol davar. Not only that you don't put shaman in it, you also don't put mayim in it. Most minachis, you do lish on them. Besides putting in shemen, you also put in water, and you knead them with water. What about a minchas chayte? Do you put in water? Machlekes later on in Daf Nun Dalet. One man d'amar says charev means to exclude oil, but you could put in water. Another man d'amar says that charev be cold over, and even from water. But everyone agrees that at least from shemen, it needs to be dry. You can't put shemen in it not only because of the lav, but also because it has to be a chareva, because it has to be dry. So ask the biskarov, or sugyas handling mitzad alav, the Gemara says that it's only before kmitza. Lachar kmitza, there's no lav. Ha, teinach, gabe the lav. But what about the problem of chareva? L'mayis, the mincha is not dry. L'mayis, it has shemen inside. What do we do with that? Says the biskarov, that's why Rashi said, ksas. A little bit of shemen doesn't make it ois chareva. It could still be called chareva. Throw in a little bit of shemen, that won't make a problem. That's how he explains the Rashi. So we need both aspects. We need the fact that it's before kmitza and achar kmitza to explain why there's no lav, but to explain why it's not a problem of chareva, that's because it's ksas. However, the Bishwar points out that Taiz later on in Daf Nadalot, Divimasa Umar, he mentioned, Taisus says that asks this question, that how is it considered chareva, kamis minchas chayte? Taisus says, because it's lachar kamitza, so there's no problem. Before that, Taisus had a different tirtz in Rashi. That in order to get around the problem of chareva, also the fact that it's lachar kamitza says there's no problem of chareva. Holding of chareva is only what type of mincha you have before kamitza. But lachar kamitza, we don't care if it has shemen. Bein because the lav of liyasam alei hashemen, and bein mitzad the din of chareva. Just to mention the kudim shat here, that we see in today's daf and yesterday's daf, that avada koimetz that's boileya shemen from another mincha lachar kmitza becomes pasul because of riboy shamna, even though it's lachar kmitza. So the psul of riboy shamna does apply lachar kmitza. Sheing in the psul of lo yosem olei hashemen does not apply lachar kmitza. Okay, different psulim. They were said at different times. But the question is, by every minchas chayte, why do you not also have the psul of riboy shamna? It's supposed to have no shemen, and now it has extra shemen. So whatever shemen it has, it's called riboy shamna. And it's l'chayr posh muchach from here, that din of riboy shamna is to add on to the shemen of the mincha. When mincha needs shemen, it comes with extra shemen, so that's called riboy shamna. You could add on that a mincha that needs shemen and gets extra shemen, so it becomes a chelik of the mincha. Becomes more of a chelik of the mincha. That's the din of riboy shamna. A mincha, a schoite, which does not need shemen, and it gets shemen, doesn't become riboy shamna. It has an extra thing over here, but it's not called riboy shamna. Riboy shamna is that when a mincha that requires shemen can't have extra shemen. But a mincha that's, its din is not to have shemen, so it never becomes riboy shamna. Rather, it has its own dinim. Of litan olei shemen and chareva, but you never get the inyan of riboy shamna. That's a chare poshet. Father Ha'ara here, and Reish Lakish, is the Rambam writes, Perek Yud Beis, Amaitse Korbanos Halach Yud Zayin, and if a person puts spices on the shiari minachis, so they're kosher. The Rambam learned this from the Gemara Named Beis, by Yas Tivlo Peketzach, the Rambam learns that it's going on a shiraim of a mincha, and they're kosher. So the Kesem Mishnah is Medayik the Rambam, that only on the shiraim it's kosher. But if you put it on the koimetz, it's pasul. Explains the Kesem Mishnah, why is it pasul? Koimetz hayeser. You take your koimetz and you throw on some spices on top of the koimetz. So now you made the koimetz hayeser and it's going to be pasul. The Mekor Baruch, in Chilek Aleph, Simin Tazayin, says that that's not koimetz hayeser. Koimetz hayeser we find is when you took too much in your kmitza. The Mar says in the first perek, the maisa kmitza was done with too much. You opened up your hands too much, and too much seilas got in. That's koimetz hayeser. But if you did the maisa kmitza properly, and you add on other things afterwards, And that there's no problem of kaimin tayetzer. That's the mincha, the mekor baruch says mitzvara. And if he argues on the case of Mishnah Pshat in the Rambam. And the Chayin Arsig, it's muchach like the mekor baruch. And Arsig is mavur that you kaimin the minchas chayte, and you put in shemen afterwards. There's no problem of kaimin tayetzer. The only problem was the problem of Yitain Alei HaShemen. That was the problem. No one is worried about that as a Kayim and Tayetzer. We see that it doesn't bother us. Before that, the only of Kayim and Tayetzer is doing the Maisa Kamitza too large. But if the Maisa Kamitza is done properly, then there's no problem to add things in later on. So Maisa the Makar Baruch Hu is found in the Rambam. The reason the Rambam passes adding spices into the Kaimetz, because of Ribui Shamla. Even though it's not actually Shemin, it's spices. But any extra things you add in afterwards are like Shemin. That's how he understands the psalm. It's a Chiddush. That's also shver from our Sugya. And the Sugya by Yassim Mavur, that you could put in Shemin in the Minchas Chayte, in the Koymet, in the Minchas Chayte, after Kmitza. Why is there no problem of Ribui Shamla? So we said that. So it depends on what the answer is. If the answer is because that a mincha that doesn't need shemen, so the shemen does not become part of the mincha, so then we don't have the din of ribui shamna. So then you have the same thing by tavlin. Maisa, no mincha needs tavlin. It needs spices. So spices never become part of the mincha. So then you don't have the psul of ribui shamna. However, you could say a little bit of nosachacher. The Torah said could be that. Only on a mincha that needs shemen, that the Torah gave it a din shemen, it also has a psul of ribui shamna. On a mincha that does not need shemen, so there's no din of ribui shamna. So on a regular mincha which needs shemen, so that if you put in extra shemen, it'll pass because of ribui shamna. And also when you put in spices, it passes because of ribui shamna. Spices are also like shemen. Mashayin gain a mincha schoite, that it wasn't said a din shemen on a bichlal, mail also does not get the din of Ribui Shemen, so in Mela there's no psul of Ribui Shamna, whether you add in Shemen or whether you add in spices. This we could all say this Soldasa Makar Baruch. But the Kesem Mishnah is Mamash Sheref Marsugya, and if anyone then asks it, I don't know what to do. Kesem Mishnah holds that Kaimitza Yeser applies even after Kmitza, and even on adding on things that are not supposed to be part of the Mincha, like spices on a regular Mincha. So why is it different than adding on Shemen to the koymet of the minchas chayte? That's sarachin gadol. Maisa klavi yikar b'shar in the Rambam lule the kesem mishnah the makar baruch say that this has no shkesh shaychus or sugi at all. The Rambam says that you could put in spices to the shirayim. So they ask, what about the koymets? Why can't you put in spices into the koymets? I would personally say balabatish that you have no inyan to add in spices into the koymets. You're burning the koymets on the mizbeach. If you want to put in spices, some you could, and some won't possible. If you have to worry about chulin ba'azara, but beside, I don't see a reason why putting spices into the kaimitz would possible. But you also have no particular gain out of doing it. Mashayin kain, the shrine that you want to eat, that the kohanim are eating, so there the Rambam tells us that you could put spices into it to make it taste better. Be a balabata shepshad in the Rambam. And lefizah would not be at all related to our sukkya. But the Kesem Mishnah and the Makar Baruch learn the Rambam telling you halacha. If you put spices in after Kmitza will pasul, and they only have machlekes what the reason is. The Kesem Mishnah says because of Kaimat Hayeser, and the Makar Baruch says because of Ribui Shamna. We now come to the next sugya of Kaimat Shemitza Shamna Agabi Ha'itzim. Some of the shemen drips out of the soil into the wood. So can you be makter it? Chibur eilin eilin damu ulavka eilin damu. Those are the words of the Gemara. A very cryptic sugya. What exactly is the nidain? What's the story and what's the shaila? So there are many drachim in the Rishonim. We'll mention some of them. First Malach of Rashi is that some of the shemen drift into this eitz, to this piece of wood, and now you put the koymetz on top of the eitz. Is that chibur of the koymet on top of the eitz makes it ke'oilin? Does it take that shemen, which is muvla in the eitz, ke'oilin becomes back part of the koymet, or not? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Lefi this derech of Rashi, it's clear that if you lose some of the shemen after kmitza, it's pasul. A kmitza loses some of the shemen, it's pasul. Because of chitzer shamna, or a kmitza choser. Also, if you lose some of the soilets of the kmitza, it's pasul. Also, if you lose some of the shemen, the kmitza is pasul. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to make some sort of surgery to get the shemen back from the eights into the kmitz. That's what we need to do. So the way that we're going to do that is by putting the kmitz on top of the eights. So that says that ki'ilu, the shemen, which is in the eights, is muvla back into the kmitz. That's in either of the Gemara. Do we say in this that the chibur that you attach them is ka'il and damu or not ka'il and damu? That's the Malach of Rashi. Taisus and Divrei Maskil Kaimetz learns in a similar vein that Rashi does. That if you want to take the shemen, which is nivla in the eights, and say that ki'ilu it's out of the eights, in order to make the shemen ben, just Taisus doesn't say that you put the kaimetz on top of the eights. Taisus Kinnear held that putting the kaimetz on top of the eights doesn't have any magical forces to pull out the shemen that's inside to be inside of the kaimetz. Why is putting the kaimetz there? It's a difficult point in the sheet of Rashi. Why should putting the kaimetz on top of the eights kilu that? Why should that cause that kilu the shemen is out? So therefore, Taisus learns that the pshat is that some of the shemen was nivla on the eights, and some of the shemen is still be'en on top of the eights. So do we say that the shemen, which is on top of the eights, that pulls out, that's mischaber to the shemen inside of the eights, and that says that kilu all of the shemen is be'en outside of the eights. But those are two drachim and Rashi and Taisus just of ways of pulling out the shemen. Rashi also by putting the kaimetz there, and that connects it to its shemen, and that would have some power that we look at the shemen as being outside of the eights and back into its kaimetz. And Taisus says that you need actual other oil there, and that oil is meishich, the oil that's inside. So that's the difference between Rashi and Taisus. But for both of them, the question is: are we able to look at the oil that's inside the eights, kilu it's outside of the eights or not? So l'chayr the Gemara is a pella. L'chayr this should be totally in the machloekas, should be hidden in the Mishnah. All right, what happened? The oil got nivla inside of an eitz. The chachamim, that's irrelevant. Oil in name of Atlan says it. It's true the oil is no longer here. We no longer see the oil. We don't need to see the oil. Be makter the eitz and be makter the kaimetz. And oil in name of Atlan says it. Everything is fine. You have all of your shemet. That's the fi chachamim. And the fear Yehuda, it should have had a yevi puzzle. Because the ma'isa, the eitz, is b'leia, the oil. And oil in armavatel zeze. So the ma'isa, it's not here. What's this magical thing of putting the kaimetz on to pull it out? In the Mishnah, we didn't do that. The Mishnah, everything, the two kamatzim got mixed up with one another. Or the kaimetz in the minchas nesachim. Even though it's attached, we don't say it pulls the oil out. Because it's butel in the other mincha. So how am I putting on the kaimetz? Is that going to schlep out the oil from inside? We see in the Mishnah, we don't do that. Maybe if he tastes it, it's a little bit better. That taste it says here that the oil, there's some oil be'en, so that oil be'en pulls out the other oil. In the Mishnah, there is no oil be'en. But why talk about dafkan eitz? And we have a tzad that oil be'en pulls out oil that's nivla. So let's talk about the case of the Mishnah Mamish. Let's talk about a koymetsh in his arev minchas nesachim. And you have some oil that's still, that from this mincha that's hanging down on top of the minchas nesachim, and maybe that can pull out the oil that's nivla inside. But in the Mishnah, we don't talk about these things. So why all of a sudden here is there a suffix because of the eights? So again, this is mamash should be told in the machlekas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, lefi the Chachamim, it's the ain't oilim mevatlin zezeh, and lefi Rabbi Yehuda oilim mevatlin zezeh. Why did the Gemara come to a new nida in here that because of an eitz and chiburi oilim ka oilim damu? Very difficult question in pshat. So I see in the shita here in Oitz Gimel that he learned that the nida of our Gemara was according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Shita asks that why did the Gemara bring a Rai from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that it's puzzle. We see that even though you're machter them together, we don't say that chiburi oilin ka oilin damu to say that the oil that's there is kilu over here. So also by us it should be puzzle. So he's bringing a Rai from Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously he learned our Sugi was Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we'll go with the Shita. The Sugi is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the mice of the answer? In our Mishnah, it's Mabur that it's puzzle. Why should it be different over here? So he says, we would think that the whole psula in the Mishnah is only because of Yeser Shamna, that the Koimetz gets extra Shemen. There is the Minchas HaSochem has more Shemen than the Koimetz, so the Koimetz is going to get extra Shemen. We think that the whole psula in the Mishnah is only for Yeser, not for Chaser. Because Lagabi the din of Chaser, we could always say Chiburi Oilin, Ka'ilin Damu. But Lagabi Yeser, so that's a problem, that creates a problem. So it says, before for the Shita, in the Hanami, be aside, we could talk about this exact same case of the Mishnah. Like, Gemara is really clearing, in the case of the Mishnah, is there a psul of Chiser or is there no psul of Chiser? Just in the Mishnah anyway, you can't do it because of the Yeser, because the Kremit is going to have extra Shemen. By an eighth, there's no psul of extra Shemen. So Gemara only cleared Lamaisa by an eighth, because here there's no psul of Yeser Shamna. That's what comes out from the Shita. I'd actually try to mention another mahalach to explain the sugya, Lefi Rashi, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, like the Shita goes. That is the question in Rabbi Yehuda. It could be it's different than our Mishnah. We spoke about in yesterday's daf about the Mishnah that we see there are two aspects going on in the bittul of the Mishnah. Number one, you need the fact that it's Baileya, and you also have the fact that it's Batel. So the Achronim said Yisoid that really each mincha zikik gets shem into it. And even though it's nivla on the other mincha, but each mincha has a koyach to be zikik the shemen and it becomes a part of it. But because it's batel to the other mincha, so I can no longer pull my shemen back. So it could be that the only time that we see that it's batel to the other thing is by it's batel to another mincha. It became a chelik of the mincha. A mincha is supposed to have shemen, gets extra shemen, it becomes riboy shamna, but a mincha is a place where you put shemen in. So when Mincha A loses Shemen to Mincha B, it became Batel to Mincha B because it became a Chelek of Mincha B. So therefore, the Bliya became meaningful, and the Mincha couldn't just pull its Shemen back because it became a Shemen of Mincha A became a Chelek of Mincha B. It's possible that's only by another Mincha where we have that. It becomes a Chelek of that. By Shengen Shemen that falls out of the Mincha and comes into an Eitz. So it didn't become a chelik of the eights. There's no Indian of an eights with shemen. Shemen is an irrelevant factor in an eights. That never became there's no din for an eights to have shemen or to not have shemen. So here, because it didn't become a chelik of the eights, so we don't have the problem that it became but it became a chelik of that. Just it was nivlan in the eights. Just the actual bliya itself. So now we have a question: does the kaimet have the ability to pull back that shemen from the eights by another mincha? If it wouldn't be for bittul by another mincha, then for sure it has the ability to pull back its shemen, because all minchas are the same thing. It's another mincha. Who cares? It's all it's mincha A, mincha B. If it wouldn't be for the din of bittul, so for sure each shemen, each kaimis could pull its shemen back. But the eights is has a maila and a chisaron over another mincha. An eights, number one, it doesn't have a problem that it became a chelik of the eights. So you don't have that, there's nothing pulling it away from my mincha, halachically. There's no other force pulling it away, because not another mincha that needs shemen that pulls it away from my mincha. Mitzacheni and eights is a doimim, it's nothing. It's just nivla there. It was nivla in something else that's irrelevant to menachis. So therefore, it could be that the nidan of the Gemara here is that do you b'chal have the ability to pull it back? When it's nivlan another mincha, luli the din of bittul, so I could for sure pull it back. Because it's all related to menachis. But now it's just nivlan nothing. An eitz is like nothing. So, but it's not here. It's kilu the shemen was disappeared. So do I say that it disappeared and I can't pull it back? Or no, I still have the ability to pull it back. That's how we can explain the topic of the Gemara here, according to Rashi. The lachar lefi is that only lefi Rabbi Yehuda. That was okay to the Shita, that's explained the Gemara in Rabbi Yehuda. But it's a little bit shver, how we pass the line of the Chachamim. And to say that this subject of the Gemara is loyal libatilchasa, it's a little bit dochuk. But the Maisa, the Shita, in the end of Eis Gimel, he wants to say Nubshan in the Gemara. He wants to say the subject of the Gemara is Lafit the Chacham, that the Chum say Klal of Ein Oilun of Adlan Zeze. And the Gemara is mistapek by an eight. An eight is not, even though you're makter the eights, but it's not a carbon bifnei atzmoi. We learned early about carbon eitzim. Eitz, that even though you're Rebbe, there is something called the carbon eitzim, but the regular atzim ma'aracha, they're not an independent carbon. They're just the way to bring carbonus. You bring them on eitzim. So it says the Shita once learned that the subject of the Gemara of chiburi oilin ka oilin damu, Gemara is clearing, are eitzim considered like an oila, that ain't oilem mevatlin zeze, or they're not considered like an oila that ain't oilem mevatlin zeze. It's a very nice suffix. However, as the sheet himself is ma'ir, that the lashon in the Gemara is a little bit problematic. The Gemara learns that the chiburi oilin is going on the shemen, not going on the eitzim. For Hem Shah Gemara, Shemin Demina de Koimetsu. A little bit sure in the Lashon HaGemara. But the Shita, at least, the Shita Lemaisa is telling us that there's a tzad to learn that even though you're makter in eights, it might not be called an oila for the din of Ein Oilim Mevatlin Zeze. So Lefi Zeb at least gives a Pesach to say after that Lefi Rashi maybe was Pasha that in eights, you don't say Oilim Mevatlin Zeze, Ein Oilim Mevatlin Zeze. It's Pasha that in eights is not considered an oila. And therefore the Sadik of the Gemara here is Bein L'Chacham and Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda. You can't say that Lamaisa ain't oil mevatlin zeze because you're makter the eights. No, on eights we don't say ain't oil mevatlin zeze. It's not a chashav enough mukter saying it ain't oil mevatlin zeze. So here a vada you could be shaykh bittel, but it's a different aspect over here. Here the tzatzi that it's not bittel is because the only time we find a bittel is to another mincha, and there it's shaykh bittel. Hashem by an eight is not shaykh bittel bichlal because it doesn't become a part of the eights. So the only thing we need to do is, do we have the ability to pull out the shemen from the eights back into the koimetz? And now is the suffix of chiburi oilin ke oilin damu. This is all the first lashon of Rashi. The second lashon Rashi explains that the shemen fell onto the eitzim. And the question of the Gemara is, do you need to be makter the eitzim? Is the shemen, which is mechubar to the mincha, is it ke oilin damu, and now you need to be makter the shemen? Or it's not ke'ilin damu, and you do not need to be makter the shemen. So what's a tzadia suffix? The Marikorkis, when he brings down the Rashi, then Marikorkis in Paragimel Psulei Mukdashim Alach Yedzayin says that the question is there a psul of chiser shamna and koimetz, or is no psul of chiser shamna? We find that mincha shechiser shamna is psul. Maybe that's only the whole mincha, but once you did kmitza and then you lose some of the shemen of the koimetz, so it does not create a psul. Similar to what we saw earlier in the Amud, that Lefi Reish Lakish, the din by Minchas Chayte of Lo Yosim Alei HaShemen is only before Kmitza, but Lachar Kmitza there's no problem. So Aderech said the Gemara is mistabik over here in the second Lashon of Rashi. Is there a problem of Chiser Shamna Lachar Kmitza? But how does the Gemara speak out the Shaila? Chiburi Oilin Ki Oilin Damu Oilav Ki Oilin Damu. It's Rashi says the Shemen, which is considered a Chibur to the Soilas, is that Ki Oilin Damu or not Ki Oilin Damu? So the Mikdash David points out, the Mikdash David in Simin Ches Tzivkat and Beis, we see here that the Iker of the Mincha, the Iker of the Koimetz, is the Soilas. The Shemen is called Mechubur to the Soilas. That's its relationship. That's its what it is. It's only Mechubur to the Gufa Soilas. And that's also why the Gemara is said that there's no Psul of Chiser Shamna La'achar Kmitza. Why is it not a Koimetz Achaser? The Chemetz had a certain amount, and now it's smaller, the Shemen came out. Elamai Avada, the Iker Chemetz is the Soilas. The Iker Mincha is the Soilas. The Shemen is Mechubur to the Gufa Mincha, to the Gufa Soilas. So now we have a Shaila, that you lose the Shemen Lachar Kmitza, so then maybe there's no Psul of Chizur Sham the Lachar Kmitza. Because the Shemen is only a Chibure Oilin. Is it as Chamur as the Oile itself, that when it gets lost, it creates a psul? So we see that the crazy side here in Menachas, that even though you need shemen and seiles, but the ikar is the seiles, and the shemen is only a nitfal to the seiles. That's why we have by Minchas Chayte. And Minchas Chayte doesn't need shemen, does not need levoina, but it's only the ikar amincha. The ikar amincha is always the seiles. Like the Mavur in the Lashon HaPasuk. And nefesh kakev korban mincha l'Hashem, seiles yeh korbanoi. The korban mincha is seiles. And then v'nosan ala Hashem, v'nosan ala levoina, those are extra ingredients that you add into the seiles. But the ikar of a mincha is the seiles. That's a mavur in our mincha, in our sugya. However, even on this derech of Rashi, the sheet asks from the Mishnah, what's the subject of the Gemara? We see in the Mishnah that if you lose shemen, it's pasul. So, what's the suffix here? We see that the shemen is important, that even lachar kmitza it's important. So the Shita says, we can say the psul of the Mishnah is only by the one that gets extra shemen. The one that loses that shemen does not become pasul. However, Rashi in the Mishnah says not that way. Rashi says that the psula is both the riboy and the chiser. So what does Rashi do with our sugya? So I don't know why the sheet didn't say a more simple teretz. That as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, the minchas nesachim loses out shemen to the koimetz. That is chiser shamna. And the koimetz gets extra shemen. That gets riboy shamna. So lemaisa, the minchas nesachim is before kmitza. Minchas nesachim does not have any kmitza. So there, for sure, there's a psul of chiser. The nidah in the Gemara by us is that there's no psul of chiser achar kmitza. But on a mincha b'chlolos, before kmitza, avadim you have a psul of chiser shamna. So everything is gevaldik. In the Mishnah, the koimetz gets extra shemen, that the psul of riboy shamna applies even after kmitza. The minchas nesachim loses out shemen, that there's a psul of chiser shamna, but that's talking about before kmitza. So there's a psul of chiser shamna. By us, we're talking about a koimetz that lost shemen la'achar kmitza. And neither the Gemara has a suffix, is there a psul of chiser shamna? So the chayra, everything is miyushev lahafli. I don't know why the shita had shver. Kuponim, those are the two drachim and Rashi, and you said Taisis is not so far away. Just to mention them quickly again, the drachim. The first derech of Rashi is that the shemen falls out, and we want to know by putting the koimetz on top of the eights, is that does that connect the shemen back to the koimetz? Taisis learned similar to this derech, that we need to connect the shemen out, we need to pull the shemen out of the eights. Just Taisis says that there's a shemen be'en on top of the eights, and that's what's pulling it out. The second derech of Rashi is that some of the shemen gets lost, and now you want to know, do you need to be makter the eights? Feed this derech, it's pasher, that if you are makter the eights, it's kosher. Question is, do you need to be makter the eights? That's the second halach of Rashi. And the Shita wants to say, new malach in the sugya, that the question is, do also by eights, and we say, that ein oylim mevatlin zezeh, is an eights a chashev enough mukter, say ein oylim mevatlin zezeh. Then we're now starting the next Mishnah. Mishnah says that shtei menachos shloi nikmatu v'nisarbu zu bezu. If you can be koymit from each one by itself, you do. And if not, they're puzzle. So Rashi earlier on Daf Chav Beis and the Mishnah there, the Rashi in our Mishnah is printed earlier, previous Mishnah, Rashi brings the drush from Teres Koyanim, and we learn this out of a pasuk. Misolta v'loi misolas chavirta. You have to take the koymit, you have to do the maisa kmitza from the solas of this mincha and not from the solas of another mincha. So the Sfasem is by us, brings us down, and he says, he doesn't understand why we need a pasuk for this. It's chara pashut. How could I be kaimitz from mincha A to work for mincha B? What was the havmin that it could work? Each mincha avada needs its own kaimitz. It's mamash shapela, why this should need a drasha? Can hear there some havmin to say, because the two minochets are in me'uruv zebezeh, so now they become like one to a certain degree. And the koimetz of one can work for the other. Kamash Mulan, the pasuk, it doesn't work. Vada tzorich bir, what was the havamina? The Gemara tells us the din of Rav Chiya, that Rav Chiya said that nevela could be batal b'shchuta. Even though he holds a reshitas Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara says, and l'chor it's min b'minai, but because it's iev shalom hevi kavosei, so it is shayich habitol. And the Gemara brings machlekes bedas Rav Chiya between Rav Chizda and Rav Chanina, Basher Batal Azlina and Basher Mevatal Azlina. So just to explain one in pshat here, that what's the Indian here? According to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina is tali in being the same shem, being the same chefza. So who cares that efshalom yavi kavasei or yefshalom yavi kavasei? The chayr the beer is like is from the say to the Ran in the Dorim. The Ran speaks out that bittal b'roiv means that there's a contradiction between the two things. But when both of them are the same, so there's not shaykh abitl. And the Ran says that Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham argued what's the defining factor to consider them the same. The Chacham said the fact they have the same din makes them the same. And Rabbi Yehuda said because they're the same cheftzor, it makes them the same. So the Ran speaks out there that the Chacham also agreed, or made the mitzvah to Rabbi Yehuda, that when there's not such a difference, when they're the same cheftzor, so it is a svara to contradict bittl. Just because the dinim are so different, so we still activate bittul. When the dinim are not so far apart, like davar sheish lamatirin, which is going to be mutter, so it's not so different than something which is mamish mutter, then the chama greet Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mina yinei bittul. Ran already, in that aspect, in the Chachamim, made a sort of a bridge between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. That the Chachamim are made to mix us to Rabbi Yehuda, that we do give value to being the same min when the Isra is not so separate. It seems that Rabbi Chia is going in the same Mahalach in Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda is not so distant from the Chachamim. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says that things are the same Cheftza, it's not Shaykh Abitl. But that's only if the Dinim contradict each other entirely. Where it's Eif Shulam Mehevi Kavose. So then it can't become like it, so then it's not Shaykh Abitl. But when it's Eif Shulam Mehevi Kavose, when it could become like it, then the Vela can become Mutter, Chimashrecha, that it will no longer be Tameh. So the din is poka. When there's no contradiction, not an entire contradiction, and even though it's a min b'minoi, it's still shayich abitul. That's the side of Rav Chia. And now there's a machlekes, Rav Chizkiya and Rav Chanina, at which point do we say this svara? Do we go basar mevatel or do we go basar batel? That's the klal of Rav Chia. So another of the hard part in this case that Rav Chia is talking about, though, Tosfos Divrei Maaseh Shchuta, says that the nafkamina is of the shchuta eina betela b'nevela. It says that the nafkamina is that you have roiv nevela and a miyut shchuta. So, and we're talking about in Rishus Harabim. Rishus Harabim, the klal is that tzavik tumah b'Rishus Harabim is tar. But when there's a roiv, it's tummy. For in ksuba is daf tezvav. That even though tzavik tumah b'Rishus Harabim is tar, but a roiv tumah, we do take on that it's tummy. So if the shchuta is batal b'nevela, so then there's roiv, so then you're tummy. But if shchuta is eina b'tela b'nevela, so now it stays as a suffix. And because it's a suffix to remember shusar abim, so sveik aitar. So Taisus is bothered though. Now, even though there's no bittal b'roiv, there's no kal of bittal, but still there's a roiv that's tummy. So if his tummy touched the one that's tummy. If you touch the one that's tummy, so you're tummy. Because I'll be right if you touch the one that's tummy. So that says, no, that's not true. Because kol kavua kemechza al mechza dummy. Because every kavua is like mechza al mechza. So memela, we don't go basarayv bechlal. Arkan divriya tesis. Just tesis of chashavi idea. As we'll explain. The Rishonim are deal with the question. Very important question. We always have a call of a taroivis. We go with the roiv, bit of a roiv. We tachin, we have another call that's called kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dummy. That anytime something is kavua bimekaimai, so it's kemechsa mechsa. Machir, these two kolam are a contradiction to one another. If it's kavua, then there's no roiv. The din is that the roiv is kaveya. When you have a taroivis, the roiv is kaveya, you go with roiv. Why is the roiv stronger than the meat? There's no roiv. Kavua should make it kemechta mechta. So there are two drachim in the Rishonim that answer this question. The many Rishonim in Chulin Daf Tzadi Hei, the Ramban and Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, they say there that it's true kol kavua kemechta mechta dami. But when the roiv is mevatel, but here there's a klal of bitul b'roiv. So the roiv is mevatel the miut. So the miut is in here b'chlal. So you can't say kol kavua kemechta mechta dami. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami is when there are 10 stores. 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them is treif. And you bought meat from one of the stores. You don't know which store you bought from. So now we say that because it's a suffix, it was b'makom kvius. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami. So the meat is suffix mutar rasr. We can't say that this treif store doesn't exist. Take a look. You'll see the treif store is there. It's not butel. There's no bitel b'roiv on the treif store. You don't know where you bought your meat from. But the treif store is for sure there. Mashiach, when there's a taroivis, because the roiv is mevatel the miut, so therefore the miut is meaningless, it's batel. So we can't say kol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami. That's what the Rishonim in Chulin Daf Tzadi Hei say. However, Taisus in Chulin Daf Tzadi Hei, the Pasha says another terror to this question. Taisus there seems to say that there's a klal that kavua she'enoi nikr b'mkoymai loy shmei kavua. The only time that something has the mile of being kavua is when it's nicker. You have the trade store and has a big sign, Al's non-kosher meat. So then it has a mile of kavua because it's nicker. But when something is in a taroivis, and you no longer know where it is, where the iser is. So it lost the mile of being kavua. because you don't know where it is. So then you don't have the klal of kol kavua kamechsa nechsedam. That's the tasing in chulin. Some arv tases we have a raya, not like tases in chulin. Our tases again. Tases says that you have two pieces of nevela and one piece of shchuta, and you touched one of them. So if you're in the Rishus HaRabim, you're tar. I rave of them are nevela. Says tases, no, because kol kavua kamechsa nechsedam. So because there's a miut, that's shchuta, so it's kamechsa nechsedami. But yeah, but it's in the tarei that's over here. And why do we say kol kavua kamechsa nechsedami? It's a mavur that even though it's eino nikar b'mekaymai, we still say kol kavua kamechsa nechsedami. It's clear in our tesis. Aye, so what are we going to do with every bitl b'roiv? Every bitl b'roiv, why do we say kol kavua kamechsa nechsa? The answer is, there, because of the din of bitl b'roiv, so there, we revatel the miut, and the miut is irrelevant. So we can't say kol kavua kamechsa nechsa dami. When there's bitul, so the miut is nisbatel, so it's not here, so you don't have the klal of kavua. Mashain came by us, where there is no bitul. So now just we have the rav and the miut. So he says, here we do say kol kavua kamechsa nechsa dami, even though the kavua is eino nikar b'mekaymai. That's clear in our tesis. The Achronim talk a lot about this klal of kavua she'nikar b'mekaymai. If you want to look in the placey, in Simin Kavur, in Siv Katan Yud Beis, Yad Yehuda, Simin Ayin, Siv Katan Yud Aleph, Arichos, many places in the Paiskim. But Akabano, our Taisus is a clear raya, Taisus holds that kavua she'nikar b'mekaymai is called kavua. We now come to the Gemara in Yud Beis. Gemara asks in the Mishnah, by Shem Yerachas she'nisarvu, if you could be coming to each one, you do. Whereas asks, I want you to do kmitzas and it's shirayim. Why is it not mevatelit? Amandam rabosar mevatel azlina. So Rashi asks, the merchant asks tzvaker, amandam rabosar batel azlina. That it's going to be ribuy. So, and Rashi, says Rashi, he said, dinami basar batel azlina, the tivu mevatel shirayim, lavi ribuy salta. The batel command the letse domi, Veloayatarli. That the botel is not gonna is it command the lesse. It's not gonna make it into riboy salta. Rashi says he is saying that I de bit the barayv, we don't get riboy salta. However, Rashi in the Mishnah and Dafchavezim Aleph says there that Lafir Behuda when Heim Boile Zumizu, so it becomes riboy shamna in one and chizar shamna in the other one. So Rashi doesn't have worry that it is that you do have the psul of riboy, I de bit the barayv. Rashi Vayah says there's no problem of riboy salt ayde bitl b'raif. Tais there is sort of I mean on this point. Tais quotes Rashi in the Mishnah and then he quotes Rashi Vayah. Tais is puts one against the other. That seems that Rashi is chayzer or the steer in Rashi. Shasem is there in Daf Chavez. He gives drachem to Miyashiv the Rashi. But well, let's first understand the Rashi Vayah by itself. Rashi is a difficult Rashi. Why should there not be a riboy? Lemaisa got bigger. Rashi says command the lesser dummy. But it's here. The mincha got bigger. It has more mass, more seilas than it had until now. So why is there no problem of riboy sham, of riboy salta? Sorry. So the achrayim say yisoid. Explained Shana Rashi, the famous hakir by bittul b'roiv. It's the famous hakir of the oinig yontif. And yontif is in simin dalet clares. If you have tzitzis that were nitvel lishma, the way they're supposed to be. And some tzitzis, fewer amount of tzitzis that are nitvel shalei lishma, and the ma'ur of zeb is zeb. So bitul b'roiv, klaris oinig yontif, are you allowed to use all the tzitzis? Does bitul b'roiv only take away isurim? It says that the isur that something had is no longer usur. The tumah that it has is no longer there. It can only take away dinim. Can it also be mechadish dinim on something that did not have that din? Can it give a din lishma? Something to something that did not have a din lishma. That's the famous hakir of the Oinig Yontif. Many other achronim talk about this hakir, the Avnei Nezer, you know, Rechaim Simin Tov Pei Gimel, Shimon Shkop, and Shir Matzia Simin Zayin, and others. And they want to bring a ride from Rashi by us. That's what Rashi's saying. Rashi says that the Yisayde Vitl Peroiv is to make the Batel Kiman Deletz Adami, like Rashi says. But it doesn't give it a new din. It's not going to take on the din of the other mincha. If I would need that seilas to become part of my mincha, I couldn't use it. Because it's not part of my mincha. So even though I don't actually need it, it will just make problems for me. But Bittul Berev never gives any din. It doesn't give a din of another mincha. If the seilas of mincha A goes into mincha B. So it means that mincha A lost its seilas. But it won't give a din of mincha B. It won't make a new label on that seilas to call it mincha B. Bittul Berev can never give any extra din. And Lefizah will come out from our Rashi, like the Oynigantiv says, that you can't use the tzitzis. That in this case of the Taravis, because there's some tzitzis that are nid for Shalei Lishma, the Bittul Berev doesn't give it a din of Lishma. And Mela, the tzitzis are not kosher mitzvahs. And we'll come out from our Rashi. That's what we're in our Rashi. But Lachay Rashi in the Mishnah argues on this. Rashi in the Mishnah says, it's a din of Riboy Shamna. That's Gufa, this the Nidin of the Rashi by us, and Rashi in the Mishnah is in this Nidin. So, however, it could be Miyashiv that we mentioned from Rashi and Amin Aleph that the Shemen is not called the Gufa Mincha. The Shemen is called Chiburei Oilin. And that's why the Gemara is a Sad, there's no Psolachar Kmitza, because it's not the Guf HaKoimetz, it's not the Guf HaMincha. So it could be Rashi holds there's a difference between Riboy Shamna and Riboy Solta. The Olam Rashi holds of the Yisai Dachroinim saying that Bittul Berev does not give any new dinim. So therefore, Ayidei Bittul Berev, it's not going to become a bigger mincha. But Rashi in the Mishnah is talking about the Shemen. The Shemen is always nitfal to the Guf HaMincha. It becomes a chelek of the Seilas. It's attached to the Seilas. And this, I don't need Bittul Berev to give me dinim. The shemen is misbatel. It makes the mincha oilier. That's the point. I don't need to count the amount of shemen that I have. Is there this much shemen, that much shemen? It's an oily consistency in the mincha. The mincha is supposed to be such and such amount oily, and now the mincha is more oily. So the mice of the mincha is more oily than it's supposed to be. So that's called riboy shamla. If the shemen was the guf hamincha, so I have to say, I had a leg of shemen. Now I have a leg and a half of shemen. So that should be called riboy shamna. And that Rashi, and that we have the klal of Rashi. No, that you can't say that it became bigger. It doesn't take on new dinim to become shemen of mincha B. But I don't need to become the shemen of the mincha. I need that my mincha became more oily. And that's a matzias that happened. I did bittul became more oily. So there the mitzvah apostle. Mashengim by soilas. Where what I'm looking for is to be it's only going to passel becomes the chelik of the guf hamincha. There Rashi holds a bittul berev doesn't create dinim. It won't make it that it's a chelik of the guf hamincha to make the mincha bigger. So lachora darkam shalari achreinim could also explain the stira in Rashi. Just to speak out in pshat that if Arav Ayos is here, it's not shaykh the dan on riboy shamna, only on riboy solta, like Rashi says. Because here, blilosam shaveh, like Taisus, like we spoke about in yesterday's shir, that it's muchach and our sugi here, that's the rai from Taisus, nafchav beis, that when blilosam shaveh, it's not shaykh to talk about riboy shamna and riboy solta. Chazanish explained that when, because there's no change in the consistency of the mincha, so that we can't dan on riboy of the shemen. One of the Gemara Bayas only was dining on the riboy of the soilas. I knew the gufa mincha became bigger. Not because of that it becomes more oily or less oily. The gufa mincha became bigger because one mincha is mavata the other mincha. That's a Rashi who's speaking about riboy solta. And that Rashi says that bittul berev will never create the din of riboy solta. Another point here, the Gemara says that to answer up the Rav Chiya, the Gemara brings the klal of Rav Zeira. That them raktomer haktara bekaimitz and them raktomer beshirayim, just like one kaimitz on a mevatel another kaimitz, who are they in shirayim vatel nes hakaimitz? So the Brisker Rav has a very sadistic question. That in kaimitz mevatel nes hakaimitz is a din, because kaimitz on mevatel kaimitz. Hari bisham lefi the chachamim kaimitz on one kaimitz on mevatel another one, because they're both eilim, and even if one of them is a kaimitz of minchas chaytei. And one of them is a kaimitz that has shemen on it. And there should be a bittul. The shemen should go and it should be bittul. But there's a din that ein oilu mevatel and says, Mashengin lefira b'Yehuda, that ein kaimitz mevatel as a kaimitz is not a klal. Hare lefira b'Yehuda, the kaimitz of minchas chayte, and the kaimitz of a regular mincha, there is a bittul. That ein kaimitz mevatel as a kaimitz lefira b'Yehuda is because both of them have the same consistency. And min b'mina ain't a batal. So it's not because there's no din of ein kaimitz mevatel as a kaimitz. It's any two things that are min b'mina, they're not batal. If you have a kaimitz of a mincha and you have chulin that has the same exact consistency of the kaimitz of the mincha, so they're also not mevatel each other because min b'mina ain't a batal. So it happens to be the two kmatim that have the same consistency are also min b'mina, but it's not because it's a kaimitz. Very, very sadistic question on the Gemara. So how do we start the drasha here? The drasha is based on the fact that a koymitz is mevatel another koymitz. It's not true. The fear beauty. It's only true b'mikre, but it's not true b'etzem. So how can we learn out that a koymitz and shirayim are not mevatel each other? And Rabbi Yechi is going b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chazanish says you say to answer this question. The Chazanish in Simin Chav Tes of Katan Dalit. Chazanish says that haray, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'min ain't a bottle, but it is theoretically shayach a bit on two kmatzim. You could say salek is min kamisha einoi, and the soila is not going to be bato the shemen, like the Gemara said earlier in Nafchav Beis. So we do have a way to make a bittle. Why do we not say that? So we've mentioned Attila that the Chazanish has told us the reason we don't say that is because the consistency is the same. So I don't see any panim chadashos bo lekan. I don't see anything different. But this Chazanish adds in another knetch. Chazanish says that itself is not enough. Fact that they have the same consistency, I could still say a bittul. I could still say that no, lemaisa, the soilus of one shem, of one mincha, is mevatel of the shemen of the other mincha. The reason I don't is because even if you're a Yehuda, there's importance to the fact that both of them are a kaimetz. Both of them are going to have akhtara. So then I don't see any shinui at all in this taravetz. They're both exactly the same. Where's the bittul? If I have a kaimitz of a mincha mixed up with a kaimitz of chulin, there'll be a bittul of Rabbi Yehuda. Even though it's min b'minai. No, the it's min b'shenai minai. The soilus of one is mevatel the shemen of the other. But when I see things that are exactly the same, there's no change in the consistency, and they're all going to the mizbeach, and so then Rabbi Yehuda agrees there's no bittul. As you mentioned earlier, even Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chia give importance to the dinim. It's not that the dinim are entirely irrelevant with Rabbi Yehuda. Even with Rabbi Yehuda, there's chashivas to what the dinim are. So when both of them are the same consistency and the same din, then I say, ein koymetz mevatel as hakoymetz. So mainly it's a din in koymetz. Therefore, we're able also to learn out that ein shirayim mevatel as hakoymetz, ein koymetz mevatel as hashirayim. There's an akudim shot that even though we're talking about a mincha before kmitza, so it's not a koymetz yet, the shita says that because it will have a koymetz, and so it's already right now, we look at it like a kaimetz, and therefore ein kaimetz mevatel as hashirayim. So the last thing to talk about today quickly is the din of tibla beketzach, the Gemara brings at the end, as a ride to the suya of Rav Chia. A very basic question in pshat. The whole memory of Rav Chia was as a qualification to the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mina einoi batel, says Rav Chia, not in all cases. When it's Eshel Mehavi Kavosi, then it is Shaykh Abitl. But he only spoke about something which is Min B'minai. Here we're talking about you have wheat, flour, mixed up with spices. It's Min B'sheinu Minai. So of course it's Shaykh Abitl. Why does the Gemara connect it to the sugi of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Shlomi asks this question, the Chazanish, and they both answer up Pitez and Beta Daf Lamites. Taisa says there that when you have a dough that's mixed with water and spices, because they're coming to be misaking the Isa, so it's like min b'minai. Even though actually it's different minim, but because they're coming to form one recipe, you're going to make a cake, you're going to make a matzah, so because you're coming to make one thing at the end, so it's called min, it has a din of min b'minai lefi Rabbi Yehuda, and the shaykh anit the klal of min b'minai einai batel. So one last point, Teis asks a question on this din of Tivla Beketzach, that Teis says, Lamaisa, you have the tam of the Dagon inside the Ketzach, so you should be yoytei the din of Matzah. Like the Gemara says in Zochem Dafayinches, by an Isa Shasu mina Dagon and mina Oirez, Chitin and Oirez. So if there's tam Dagon in the Oirez, yoytei dechoy vasai. Because tam kikr de'araisa. So also by us. Because lemaisa the tam is not the same. Once you have enough tam in the spices, so you can be yetei day matzah in that. Tay says that the sugi here argues on the sugi in Zvachim. And here we hold that even though there's tam of the matzah in it, it's not going to be good enough. And therefore we need to explain because min b'mina ein batal. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.